Parker Forshee, 5'9" senior, West County Bulldog.
Forshee sets up the West County offense as he comes into the front court, throws Miner Sagan, give and go, back up, Parker Forshee, and it's an alley-oop dunk. You gotta be kidding me, man. They went give and go, and Parker Forshee just rocked the house, bringing it down with a two-handed flush.
Forshee averages 20 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, and 4 assists per game with 3 steals per game. He's a 3-time first-team all-conference player and a 3-time all-district player.
Parker Forshee, West County Bulldog.
This hour's Dream Team interview is with Parker Forshee from West County High School, a senior who makes his first basketball Dream Team this year after making a baseball Dream Team appearance last spring. Parker, congratulations once again on making the Dream Team.
Thank you. I'm extremely excited to be on this Dream Team, to be with some of the 10 best players in the area.
You know, we talked to you last spring when you made the baseball Dream Team. How does it compare now also being on the basketball Dream Team and having two of them under your belt?
Well, it means a lot, mainly for basketball, because I'm not always the tallest one, so being able to be one of the shorter ones and making the Dream Team means a lot to me. And being it not my best sport, probably, as it is baseball, it means a lot to be able to make it on both of them.
You stand at 5'9", but you make up for that with tremendous leaping ability. At what point throughout your life did you realize, hey, I can jump pretty high, and did you have to kind of work on being able to jump as high as you do?
Well, I think in my sophomore years, whenever I really started to realize that I was getting higher than I normally was, and then I really started picking it up more and more and working out more, and by my senior year, it just got probably to my peak there, and I'm really glad it came my senior year, and I didn't miss it after high school.
It got to the point where you started taking tip-offs at the beginning of games at 5'9", and Chad mentioned that he thought it was a joke when he first saw it, and then he saw you win the tip against somebody who was like, I don't know, 6'5", 6'6", and then he realized it was for real. How many tip-offs were you able to win? Were you able to win your fair share of those?
I'm not sure on how many, but I would probably say about 50% or maybe a little bit more, but we went up against some other teams that were quite a bit taller than me, so they won quite a few of them also.
Yeah, that's something that you have to keep in mind, is that you're going up against much bigger guys. 20 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, 4 assists, and 3.2 steals per game. Which of those numbers is the most important to you? Points, rebounds, assists, steals?
Well, it would probably have to be the rebounds to be able to get in there and rebound, because if you give up too many defensive rebounds, it's going to be hard to win the game if they keep putting it back in. But then my second one would have to be the assist, because if I'm not scoring, if I'm off that day or something like that, it's great to be able to have someone else on passing the ball.
The assist stands out to me as well, because you had other players on the team that you couldn't control the ball too much, because you got to get those guys involved, and you did a great job of doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of great shooters on our team this year, and we had some good post players too.
Well, we talked the other night about some favorite memories from the season. Obviously, your alley-oop dunk was a big one, and we spent a lot of time talking about that. So let's talk a little bit more about the team this time around. And I think you also had mentioned the big win over Festus in the Christmas tournament, how you came from behind, didn't lead the entire game, and then finally won it at the buzzer. That was a special, special game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that really was. I mean, for everybody not really thinking that we'd win, and I mean, they definitely looked – they outsized us, and they looked a lot stronger than us, but whenever we put up the fight that we could, it was just a great feeling to know that we came out of the winner on that one and to show people that we can do stuff that they think we can't.
And you got down early. I think you had a rough first quarter, and I think Festus was up by somewhere around 12 points, something like that, but you chipped away. Did you ever lose confidence throughout the course of that?
No, I think that's one great thing about our team this year, is that no matter how much you get us down, by the final buzzer, we will always still give our all. Like we do, we will never lay down and just take a loss. We'll always try and come back for the win, or even try and win it.
Also in the Christmas tournament, you played St. Genevieve in a great game, and you and Jacob Meinerstegen had some big shots in that game too.
Yeah, we were both on that game, and there at the end we started getting a little bit of foul trouble, so we started getting some players out that we needed, so we had to start taking some more shots that were more open, so we end up making most of them, so I'm really glad that we did that.
You and Jacob had pretty similar numbers this year, and Jacob was a guy who was one of our snubs for Dream Team. You know, we thought he had a pretty good year and had a chance to make it as well. He did not, but what was it like to play alongside him in your senior year, his junior year?
It was great knowing that we have a great outside shooter, a good person to drive the lane. You can pass the ball to Florida and know that it was going to go in. I mean, it's just great to know that you have a great team surrounding you to where you're not just like one man show or anything like that. You always have someone to pass it, and they can make just as many shots as you can.
Do you have any other favorite moments, whether it be team-wise or individually from your season, that we haven't talked about yet?
I would probably say mainly the games we've won by like 1 point or 2 points, something like that, like the AV game at Thanksgiving tournament. That was a real fun one to play in. I mean, the crowd was loud and everybody was all pumped about it, and just winning that by the last shot was real fun.
You play for one of my favorite coaches in the area, and Chris LeBrier. He's an intense guy, but he seems like a great guy to play for. What's it like to play for Coach LeBrier?
It actually is a great thing. Like most people, if you sit on the sideline, something like that, you think that he gives us too hard of a time. But what he does, he does it right, because for us to be teenagers, we kind of don't want to listen to people sometimes. So whenever he actually gets on to us and yells at us, he's just trying to get it through our minds, not getting mad at us or anything like that, which I completely understand that. And if you take it the right way, it'll make you a better basketball player.
Well, if you don't listen, I'm sure that doesn't last very long before you start listening with Coach LeBrier on your case.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You also are a baseball player. Baseball season has started up, and are you excited to kind of get this thing rolling and make another run this year on the baseball side?
Yeah, I'd really like to make another run on the baseball side. I need to start getting more in the cage some more like I did last year, and I really plan on, I want to try and get Dream Team again. I'd really like to get All-State again for baseball, but that's my goals this year.
And if you play a sport in college, it would probably be baseball, right?
Yes, it would more than likely be baseball, but I still would like to play basketball if I get the chance, but that's if I get the chance to.
And then you were telling us the other night that Mineral Area College is a possibility for baseball?
For baseball, I really do think that I'm going to play baseball there, but any other sport I'm not positive about, but baseball I'm almost positive I'm going to play there.
Okay, cool. Well, we wish you good luck in whatever you do, no matter what you choose to do. And if it's Mineral Area College, that'd be a lot of fun because we could continue to cover you. But let's move on to your parents. Tell us what their names are and what they've meant to your success.
My parents are Brett and Sherry Forshee. They've been there through it all. I mean, they've paid so much money, and we've traveled so much to just be able to get better at each sport I play, especially in basketball, traveling down to Mississippi to play in tournaments and paying money for all this and paying for gas. I mean, that just them to be able to aid me and support me through every sport I've ever played, that means a lot because it lets you know that people want you to succeed and make you become a better person.
I think another reason you made the Dream Team, other than your great performance on the court, was your performance in the classroom, ranked in the top three in your class. Your GPA is perfect and even a little bit better than that. Is that something you take a lot of pride in?
Yeah, I've always wanted to. Most people give athletes like the thing that they ain't as smart as the other people, but I really think that you should be able to balance both sports and academics, and when you do that, it makes you an all-around better athlete because then you can show your grades and your athleticism.
Yeah, that's what I love about the Dream Team is most of the kids that make it are right up there with you as far as academic and on the court or on the field success. So it's a lot of fun to see that. We appreciate your time. Parker, is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I'm just really thankful for being on this Dream Team, and it means a lot to me to be able to show what I've had these past 4 years in high school. And I thank everyone that supported me, whether it be friends, family, and it just means a lot to me by all of them.
Congratulations once again. It's been a pleasure covering your basketball career. Good luck this baseball season, okay?
All right, thank you.
It's Parker Forshee here on Regional Radio for his Basketball Dream Team interview.